This is WBFO's Press Pass. I'm Pat Feltball, and my guest is Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner Tim Clark. And Tim, it's good to have you back.
Hey, Pat. Great to be back.
What's going on in the film world today?
It is, in fact, a very active time for our film office. We've got multiple films shooting, as well as some television shows and, you know, some kind of other smaller projects, too.
There was quite a bit of press about a particular military film being shot up in Lockport in the last month.
Yeah, we've had this military-themed movie that was shooting scenes in and around the region, mostly up in the Lockport area, which has really become a pretty big hotbed for activity.
Well, Lockport seems to be the happening spot, but you were telling me about another area location that's getting some exposure.
We have an Italian film, it's a foreign film that's shooting here, and they've chosen East Aurora, which is also pretty cool. And we like it when they go into towns like that because it really provides a great sort of economic boost to the local economy there. We were contacted actually in the spring by Gary Grote, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce in East Aurora. And so Rich Wall and I came out to their meeting and talked a little bit about what we do, and they were very interested in seeing, you know, some more film activity occur in their village. So with that in the back of my head, when we scouted for this Italian film, we went out to East Aurora, knowing that they were very welcoming and open and very film-friendly. So we went out there looking for a house in the country and stumbled on Knox Farms, you know, the state park out there. Mm-hmm. And so they moved in and shot a lot of scenes out there, used local caterers in East Aurora, went and bought a bunch of stuff at the hardware store out there. And, you know, they've been sort of spending a lot of local money out in the East Aurora area. So it was a good dividend for the Chamber of Commerce. And I think we're probably going to shoot a lot more out there because of their sort of welcoming attitude.
So what else is in the works?
We've had a number of movies, and when I say a number, it's probably four, five, maybe even six. It kind of fluctuates, that are either shooting or are going to shoot soon. One of them was some reshoots of a movie that we did here a couple of years ago called Return to the Class of Newcomb High Part 2. There's a part one and a part two. And so that's a movie studio out of New York called Troma. So they came up recently and spent a few days here doing some of those reshoots. You know, we also have a little movie shoot in Niagara Falls. Mayor Dyster up there helped us with that. And yeah, we've had a couple of other smaller films that have come through. And then, of course, we have a lot of television activity, too. CNN was actually here a few weeks ago for a little television show, just shooting basic scenes of our jails, of our police stations, and of our court system. And they'll be using them, you know, on a show that's called Death Row Stories. It'll be coming up soon on CNN. And also, we just had, this past week, we had the reality show from Japan. So they were at Niagara Falls and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So we've been very, very busy with TV and films as well.
Sounds good. Sounds like it's all working.
It's working really well. And, yeah, we're excited, and I think the community is excited. And, you know, you plant the seeds a while ago, and we get these incentives passed in Albany and so forth. And, you know, it all comes out to a pretty good crop.
And you make quite an effort to promote the region.
Yeah, I mean, we're everywhere, it seems. We go to the major independent film festivals. We try to hit, you know, Sundance, and once in a while we get out to South by Southwest, and certainly up in Toronto, our neighbors to the north there do a great festival. So we go out there and recruit some filmmakers and to see if they'd be interested in Buffalo. We talk to them a lot about our incentives, which really drives them here. But once they get here, they're sold pretty easily.
My guest is Tim Clark, the commissioner of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, with an update on what's happening cinematically here in Western New York. Nice to have you here, Tim.
Always. Thanks.
I'm Pat Feltball for WBFO's Press Pass.